It's Monday, July 13th, 2026, and you're listening to the OxMap Roundup. Two stories on the radar today: a major talent move from Oxford's quantum scene, and a stark warning for AI founders heading into fundraising. Let's get into it.
Both worth your time this morning, genuinely.
First up, Dr. Ilana Wisby, the former chief executive of Oxford Quantum Circuits, has joined Cambridge Innovation Capital as entrepreneur in residence. This was reported in Startups magazine on July 12th.
Wisby is really one of the standout operators to come out of Oxford's deep tech world. She scaled OQC into one of the UK's leading quantum computing companies. So this is not a quiet retirement move by any stretch.
Exactly. And the question everyone will be asking is what comes next? Because EIR roles at a fund of CIC's caliber almost always precede either a new company build or a senior operating seat inside a portfolio company.
For founders in quantum, photonics, or adjacent hard tech areas, this is a genuinely useful new introduction point into CIC's network. Worth making the effort to connect.
Agreed. Now, second story, and this one is a direct signal for any AI spin-out approaching institutional capital. A new analysis out of Startups magazine from July 9th flags a growing pattern. Venture capitalists are walking away from AI startups carrying undisclosed legal exposure around training data, intellectual property ownership, and model licensing.
This is now a first-order due diligence question, not something you clean up after a term sheet lands. Oxford has a dense cluster of AI spin-outs from the Oxford Internet Institute, Future of Humanity Institute alumni networks, and university spin-out vehicles. And many of them will need to pressure test their data and IP stacks before they go out to raise.
The practical checklist from the piece: audit your training data lineage, your model weights licensing, and any third-party API dependencies. Because investors are already asking these questions in the room.
Two very different stories today, but both pointing at the same underlying theme. Oxford's deep tech ecosystem is maturing, and the bar, whether for talent, capital, or legal hygiene, is rising accordingly.
Well put. That's your OxMap Roundup for Monday, July 13th. We'll be back tomorrow. If this was useful, share it with a founder or investor who needs it.